This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Zelensky recently described Putin's denazification of Ukraine as laughable, and the brainwashed flock of the mainstream media certainly must agree. They have been told that Nazis wave the American flag and vote Republican, and the brainwashed flock always believe what they are told. But those of us still cleaving to our sanity remember that Nazis were members of Hitler's National Socialist Party from the 1930s and 40s. And not only were there thousands of Nazis in Western Ukraine back then, it is still a big part of their national pride. Nazi war criminal Stepan Bandera is a national hero, and there are actual Nazi organizations still thriving in Ukraine, including the Azov Regiment, which is now a part of Ukraine's armed forces. The Nazification of Ukraine is well documented and easily verified, as is the Nazification of America. During the 1930s, there were many notable Americans who supported the Nazis, such as Prescott Bush, Henry Ford, and Fred Koch. Banks such as J.P. Morgan and Chase Manhattan. Companies such as General Motors, Standard Oil, Shell, and IBM. Major General Smedley Butler of the U.S. Marines was asked by these powerful entities to help them install National Socialism in the United States.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
And when that plan failed, war broke out in Europe with the support of the banks and these American corporate entities. After World War II, only about a dozen were brought to justice at the Nuremberg trials. The Catholic Church and the Vatican helped thousands of Nazis evade capture via the rat lines, which brought them mostly to South America, where they built an entire town in Argentina. In Operation Paperclip, the United States secretly absorbed thousands of Nazis into the U.S. government, where they led the NASA space program and helped pioneer the military-industrial complex as well as Big Pharma. Many believe that being a Nazi is synonymous with being anti-Jewish, which may have been true in 1930s Germany, but it's complicated. Many high-ranking Nazis themselves, including Adolf Hitler, were Ashkenazi Jews, who can be traced back to the notorious Khazars, who mysteriously mass-converted to Judaism about 1,300 years ago in the region now known as Ukraine. Ashkenazi Jews ran the political Zionist movement in Germany, and for several years, the Zionists were the only political party allowed to operate inside Germany by the Nazis. Both the Zionists and the Nazis wanted their own ethnically pure state. And for years before their final solution, the Nazis helped the Zionists in their efforts to establish the State of Israel within Palestine. It was far more complicated than mere racial hatred. Nazism can best be described as fascism, and fascism is godlessness. The word Nazi is a made-up slur, but the word fascist can be clearly defined. It stems from the Latin word fasces, which is a bundle of sticks banded together to form a deadly weapon, an old-school meme that represents the deadly power of an organized mob, a gang. When men lack a personal relationship with God, they inevitably band together out of fear. Submitting to the strong man for a small taste of dominance, they become just another beast in the jungle. And today, we can clearly see this fascist mentality in all of these godless groups. The woke, the Satanists, the transhumanists, and the genocidal mass murderers of the Great Reset are all merging together into one giant fasces. Godless men and women banded together out of fear. Fascists serving the strong man. Spiritually speaking, these are the weakest among us, And so far, we are allowing them to destroy everything. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. All right, folks, we're back live here. 8 hours about to take over.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to talk to Larry, Wayne, Ian, Ben, and then we're going to hand the baton to Jay Dyer, who's ready to go with the deep intel the globalists don't want you to know. Going in the order the calls received, Ian in Virginia on the hidden or the occult. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wish you good health and all the best with your ordeals.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Well, I had a couple of points, if I have time. One of the main points is you have said in the past that they show you what they're going to do before they do it. The main purpose of that is to make you complicit in the evil that they're perpetrating. Because your tolerance to evil becomes acceptance of evil, and it becomes the acquiescence to evil. So you have to be a willing participant in their crimes and in their sin. And by telling you that that's what they're doing, whether it's conscious, fully conscious to you or not, by participating, you are participating in their evil. The other point that I wanted to try to make was that I think the best thing that people can do is understand that their organization and their concentration of energy is their best tool in defeating this. Because the left, or the left-hand path, or whatever you choose to call them, their best weapon is their organization. That's how they have the judges packed and the institutions packed so that they can work against us.
Oh, yeah, they're a unified cult. They admit that's their power.
Absolutely. That's our power. And we have to start realizing that's our power, too. You know,
that's why they're so scared about us organizing and getting together, because that just, they know we have right on our side. They know we're good, and they can't stand it.
Absolutely. And I think, I know this is difficult as a radio host to do, but if people could take 30 seconds of their time to concentrate in prayer, that would help everybody. If people would pray for God to show them their own way in life, how they need to make changes in their own life to serve God and do His will on this earth, that would be our best weapon, and to do it together.
No, you're right, because God is a free will God, and we have to invite the co-pilot in. It's not like the devil that forces it on you. God's not trying to rape you like these leftist pedophiles. God is trying to get you to choose the right path and to join with God through free will. You're absolutely right. You've got to invite God in as the co-pilot, and you've got to accept those directives. God won't give you things that are too big. God wants to build you up and make you strong.
Yes, sir. And may I say one more thing?
Yeah, I got to get the other callers, but go ahead.
In Psalms 82:6, it says, "Ye are gods and the sons of God." And Christ also reiterates this in John 10:34.
I hear you, brother, and I appreciate your call. I'm committed to get to everybody. Okay, let's go to Larry in Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for my call. And
thank you.
Like a bunch of, like the previous callers, everybody is just really happy to hear that there was nothing serious with your health. We need you.
Thank
in
you,
that
brother.
Mileage.
Yeah, it was just a sinus infection, but I was dizzy, sir.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, he's a big guy. He must be having a heart problem.
Yeah, well, we need you in that pilot seat. A couple of comments. I'm going to try and be real quick, and then one suggestion. Commenting on the conversation with Roger, there's a theory there, or theme, you know, America first candidates. That's what we need to elect, and Roger's right on, not just any Republican. And one other candidate, and in fact, Roger's actually helping on his campaign, is Martin Hyde, who is running in Florida against Vern Buchanan, District 16, trying to primary him. So, tough race, but he's got the right philosophy and the right approach. So just a quick observation on that. Two informational things I have read, and if you already know it, but there's been court rulings now in France that insurance companies don't have to pay death benefits on folks that have taken the jab. Surprise, because in most policies, you have exclusions for suicide, and apparently in a lot of policies, you have exclusions for experimental medications or medical treatments. So just a heads up, and the National Insurance Organization here in the country is looking at that too, and their claims for 2020 were up 15% for paying death benefits, 15%.
That's right. We got a major depopulation operation going on. You can't deny. I could talk to you for hours, Larry. Thank you. Got to cram in everybody before this segment ends. Wayne, we'll get to you next, but first is Ben in Pennsylvania. Ben, welcome.
Alex, you're definitely my brother from another mother.
Love you, brother. What's on your mind?
I want to thank you for everything you do. I definitely want to give a shout-out to InfoWars Store. If you're not wearing an Arrest Fauci T-shirt, an Arrest Bill Gates sticker on the back of your vehicle, you're missing out on fun, laughs, and conversations with tons and tons of people. I just want to tell you, I've been awake for a long time. One of my good friends, Cobra helicopter pilot, from Johnstown, if you want to GPS it, you can see the Cobra helicopters, shot down Flight 93. So I've been awake for over 20 years. I'm so happy I found you. Been listening to you for a long time. The one thing that I want to ask you, if you've ever heard about, we had a private geriatric prison. Now, I live in a very, very small town in Pennsylvania, and this prison only was in a town of 3,000 people, yet it housed 1,850 people. The second COVID came in, during the Trump administration, they shut it down totally, flew out all the planes, everything. Last summer, we started seeing C-130 planes fly into our local small airport, and there is now 1,850 Afghan refugees living in a 3,000-person town.
I've seen that report. It's crazy, isn't it, brother?
And the other thing is, I hired a guy last year who was in the National Guard. And I asked him about his 4 weeks during, or his 2 week stint during the summer. And I said, well, what do you do for the 2 weeks? And he's like, well, for me, it's been 4 weeks the last 2 years. I go to Northern Macedonia and train UN troops. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. And I said, with our stuff? He's like, yeah. Never heard of that. National Guard.
Brother, the globalists are busy beavers. Thanks for your intel. Thank you, Ben. Last caller before J. Dyer takes over. Wayne in Texas, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Doing a live show tomorrow. I promise 1 p.m. Central.
That sounds good. Hey, I wanted to offer some comic relief. I know that you share a similar, disturbing sentiment for something about Brian Stelter, and what you might cast him for if you were going to do it for a movie. Now, with that being said, I don't believe in coincidences. To describe this quickly, my friend used to teach kids that had disabilities to defend themselves, and he'd drawn a face on a dummy once. Well, years later, the face on the dummy drew looked like Jerry Sandusky. Well, I was thinking about Brian Stelter. Someone was always off about him, and I realized what it was the other day. and I've discovered his doppelganger. It's Jared Fogle, the guy from Subway that solicited a minor. If you Google his image, I kid you not, they could be the same person. Same smile, everything. It's disturbing.
Crazy, brother. What else is on your mind?
No, that's it. I just wanted to share that. You just can't make this stuff up.
Unbelievable. Thank you, sir, and God bless you. We've got Jay Dyer and his special guest that are about to take over. Let's put them on screen. A lot better to look at there than Humpty Dumpty, also known as Brian Stelter. So Jay Dyer is about to take over, and he is with Jay's Analysis. He's a best-selling author and more. He's got a lot to cover. I always love listening on Fridays when he's here. So Jay Dyer takes over, and then in T-minus 45 minutes, the great Owen Schroyer with the War Room. That is 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And tomorrow, I'm going to be here for this one. I missed the other day because I was sick. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., three-hour live show with special guests.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. I noticed that Jared Fogle image. He had some pretty nasty, stank yellow teeth going on. I think he needs some of that coral calcium that you can get in the InfoWars store. So head on over there to support the InfoWars by getting all of your products there. I've been using the coral calcium, right? And my beautiful wife has actual whites. She has the whitest teeth, actually, in this household. That's been proven by a peer-reviewed study. And today we're going to be talking about the marriage, the alchemical wedding of pop culture and politics. And you titled this what? The world is a stage?
It's a stage, yeah. Shakespeare said the world's a stage and we are just players. And today that's what we're going to talk about. So last week we were discussing what you might do a show about. And you said, what's going on in the world? What's everyone talking about? And I said, they're all talking about how Kanye is treating Kim. And you said, oh, that's just a distraction. And I said, okay, what's something serious? And I was thinking about Ukraine and Zelensky. Mm-hmm. And my brain went, well, wasn't he just an actor too? So that gave me an idea for a show.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, Kanye did run for president in 2020.
Oh, I forgot about
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So
it was on that Yeezy ticket.
Yes, he got 60,000 votes in the 12 states where he got on the ballot, so that's not too shabby, right? And then you got Kim Kardashian went to the
White House,
Trump White House,
yep,
to talk about criminal justice reform.
Right.
So they got their fingers in politics. But then I went and researched Vladimir Zelensky,
mm-hmm,
and his resume. So you want to hear about that?
Sure.
Okay, so this is according to CNN. In 2022, it says his acting career prepared him for the world stage.
Mm-hmm.
And Hollywood rallies around one of their own because he's an actor. So before he entered politics, he was a comedian, actor, writer. And he starred in a series called Servant of the People about a high school teacher who becomes president. He received recognition from Michael Keaton and others at the Screen Actors Guild Award for Fighting the Fight. So he's being honored by Hollywood. He co-wrote a male version of Sex and the City. He played Napoleon in a 2012 movie. He was the voice of Paddington Bear in Ukraine. He won Ukraine Dancing with the Stars in 2006. Do you know about that?
So this is clearly a person that we should take serious. Right?
Yes, this is a serious politician. So Servant of the People will air again alongside the documentary called Zelensky, the Man Who Took on Putin. He was in a 2014 music video parody where he was dancing in crop tops and 8-inch stiletto heels.
I saw that beautiful thing, yes.
Yes, it was a version of a song by Ukrainian Europop boy band Kazaki, and it was very beautiful and alluring.
Yeah, so every time I see that guy, I think Jeremy Renner. So somebody, I couldn't tell if it was a joke or if they were being serious that Jeremy Renner was going to play another actor who's the president.
Yeah, so it's very Inception-y. Right? Even
it is,
that
yeah.
He played somebody that became the president,
mm-hmm,
an everyday average Joe who became president.
Well, this is not anything new when it comes to American politics. I mean, we've had countless, you know, people move from Hollywood to politics.
Yes. Yeah.
And even vice versa, politics to Hollywood back and forth. I mean, Reagan, obviously, that's a famous case. I remember reading that Reagan, that they actually did a study and they figured out that if he and his wife transitioned from doing movies in Hollywood to politics, they would have a much better effect,
mm-hmm,
especially garnering as a husband and wife team, you know, kind of the lion's share of the so-called conservative market out there. So,
yes,
you know, he went from being doing bedtime with Bonzo monkey movies to being the president.
And then the last thing we have on Zelensky was John Ondrysk of Five for Fighting has released a new single dedicated to Zelensky called Can One Man Save the World?
Is that a band? I don't know what that is.
Five for Fighting, yeah, it's a band.
Sounds like a band.
Yeah.
Sounds like a band I would never listen to. So
you mentioned actors who became politicians, and I have a whole list.
Oh, you found some? Okay.
So let's go down that really fast. So you said Ronald Reagan, who was governor and became president. Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California. Jesse Ventura, governor of Minnesota. Sonny Bono, mayor of Palm Springs, and Congress.
Well, you know, when it comes to Jesse Ventura, I was fighting the predator, so you know I'm going to do good as the governor.
Clay Aiken, did you know he was in politics? Congressional candidate for North Carolina. Clint Eastwood was mayor of Carmel-by-the-Sea, California. Jerry Springer was on Cincinnati City Council.
Right.
Shirley Temple was a congressional candidate and became an ambassador.
Wow.
George Takei was on Los Angeles City Council.
Oh, my.
There you go. Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City ran for mayor of New York City. Al Franken became a senator. And Caitlyn Jenner was running for governor of California. And that's just the short list. There's a very much longer list.
It's Bruce Jenner, you mean?
Yes. So this all goes back to the beginning of Hollywood with Louis B. Mayer in the 1920s of MGM. He actually was the one who brought the Republican Party to Hollywood to use movie stars to enhance the image of politicians. MGM became the publicity wing for the GOP, and this was the beginning of photo ops and glamour for politicians. So Mayer was actually the first person from Hollywood to spend the night in the White House.
Hmm.
And this partnership became what they call cinematic politics.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the 1930s became issue politics. And Edward G. Robinson was an outspoken public critic of fascism and Nazism and demonstrated that a mobilized community of stars could use their celebrity to draw national attention to controversial issues of the day and sway public
opinion. Oh, yeah, see? Yeah, but he's always playing the organized crime figure. That's funny.
Yes, the mobster guy.
Yeah, he's always playing the mob guy.
So this became movement politics, which becomes radical changes in pop culture because of the influence of celebrities and their household name.
By the way, I would add, too, that this was also studied at the sociological level, that they could utilize and sell pop figures as social engineering tools. So they're not just commodities or, you know, entities that make money. They're also social engineering tools. And that's why I think a lot of the pop stars have sort of auditioned themselves for different social causes nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
We see them become the face of a movement, and that's because really they're just bought off to do that.
Yes. So you've got Charlton Heston back in the day who uses his Moses persona and the trust that he gets from those kind of roles to influence elections. Ronald Reagan represented the new kind of politician for a new media and television age. And Arnold used pop media and movie quotes as slogans to get elected. So he would go on Entertainment Tonight and those kind of shows instead of 60 Minutes and the more serious shows because he knew that those kind of shows had more viewers.
It's not a tumor.
So this is...
Is that what got him elected? It's not a tumor?
He did. He's like, we're going to blast them and hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, that's right. So that was part of his campaign.
Yeah, so movie quotes became political slogans. And this is where you can turn citizens doing their civic duty into fans who follow and adore, no matter what the policies are.
You go watch a movie like Junior. That one, that one's actually a really prophetic movie because Arnold gives birth.
Talking about movies like Wag the Dog,
yeah.
American Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Those
are political satires.
Yeah, political satires that go behind the scenes and show you some truths.
Yeah.
And
Wag the Dog, keep in mind, that was actually consulted on by Milt Bearden, Chase Brandon. Those were actual CIA guys consulting on the film. And I think if you pay attention, you can see that Dustin Hoffman is playing that kind of a character, director being consulted on by the Robert De Niro character, who's like the CIA sort of operative. Anyway, don't go anywhere. We are covering the marriage between Hollywood and politics on The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com. You can go to jaysanalysis.com and get all of my materials. You can subscribe for $4.95 a month, $60 a year to get access to my full years and years, hundreds and hundreds of lectures, interviews, podcasts that give you a graduate level education in the writings of the global elite. Nobody wants to go read all those boring tomes. Well, I've done it for you. I'm the nerd that does your homework for you. And so all I'm asking for is $4.95 a month. Jamie is the author of this book, Hollywood Mind Control, which you can also get over at jaysanalysis.com. In the shop, signed copies, every copy that you buy that comes from my website is, of course, autographed and signed by us, e-celebrity divas here, helping you understand the new world order. Now, we were talking about the marriage between politics and pop culture, and you had covered a few of the famous cases of Hollywood figures that came out of politics. What's this next
point you want to make about Oprah?
Well, this is so pervasive that it actually has a name, and it's called the Oprah effect. So a study on celebrity endorsements in the 2008 Obama elections concluded that Oprah's endorsement of Obama was responsible for over a million votes, and she is the one who got Obama to be the candidate over Hillary in 2008 primary. So her commercial landscape means that her influence exceeds that of any other celebrity in history. So if you want to get elected, Oprah is need to be in your pocket.
Well, think about Oprah. Yeah, Oprah's a good-looking man. About as good-looking as Michael. That was a joke.
Traveling back in time.
I don't actually think Oprah's a man. It was a joke. Big Mike.
We have, do you remember in the 1970s, the Elvis and Nixon relationship? So in 1970, Elvis went to the White House with a letter to the president stating, "I have done an in-depth study of drug abuse and communist brainwashing techniques, and I'm right in the middle of the whole thing where I can and will do the most good."
Hmm.
So Presley, he wanted a badge from the Bureau of Narcotics and to be named a federal agent at large because he loved badges and police work and detective work, and he liked to collect honorary titles of importance.
That's wild.
Yeah. So he claimed to have been studying brainwashing and drug culture for over 10 years, and he knew a lot about this and was accepted by the hippies.
Hmm.
These are his credentials.
Wow.
He was given an honorary badge, which he treated like the real thing, and his wife recalls that he used that badge as some kind of ultimate power to carry guns and drugs into any country he wanted.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And we all remember them using Elvis joining the army.
Right, yeah. Well, his handler was with, like, a Colonel Tom, right?
Yeah.
So he had a handler, too.
And another strange thing about Elvis is he never went anywhere without a giant trunk of occult and esoteric books.
Yes, I didn't know about this. In fact, he, towards the end, really got into theosophy. And so he was, like, trying to become this esoteric figure who, and he, as I have read, at least, he thought towards the end of his life that he was this sort of messianic person, like a new avatar. And that's very amenable to theosophy. And so he actually had this people around him that he thought were his 12 disciples. And so he had just kind of lost it and gone into messiah complex, basically.
And in my second book, I have a little chapter on Elvis. Like you said, he became an idol of worship.
Right.
And even some folklore around him that he didn't die. That he's still around and influencing people and blessing them. So he was one of the first celebrities that was a supernatural idol. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would be beneficial to create these kinds of legends like this, right, to help promote the lore and the arcana of Elvis. So I could see that being a PR move for sure.
So then we have Katy Perry.
Now, this is a great one because this is really where we start to see the merger between democratic politics and pop culture on a just gigantic scale. Right. I mean, I know there's always been this merger between these different realms, and even going back to the 1950s, late 40s and early 50s, for example, I didn't know that about MGM, but there was the case of the CIA being involved in the background in the production of The Day the Earth Stood Still. And so I think it was Zanuck of 20th Century Fox actually brought in consultants and people like C.D. Jackson, who worked in the doctrinal warfare program to co-opt religion. They brought him in to consult and help craft this movie, which is one of the most famous, you know, science fiction movies of all time. It's total propaganda, right? It's all scientism, and Clutch is basically this new scientism version of Jesus, and he's even called a carpenter and this kind of stuff. But he's a science Jesus, right? He's soy science Jesus, who's the new religious figure. And so they noticed that, you know, you can really craft pop culture to be like a religion, and politics is the exact same way. It functions like a cult, and so the figures are like these cult leaders.
Definitely. Well, Katy Perry has gone all out for the Democratic Party in both Obama and Hillary campaigns.
Right.
She hosted the MTV Europe Music Awards in 2008, and she was wearing a giant yellow dress emblazoned with Obama's larger-than-life face in sequins.
Right.
So entire dress of Obama. And then in 2008, in 2012, she performed in Nevada in a white dress printed with a ballot checked for Obama and Biden. Do you remember that thing?
Yeah.
She performed in Milwaukee in a blue dress printed with Obama's four-word slogan. And then in 2013, she performed as a sexy Uncle Sam for a children's concert for military families. And she really tried hard in 2016 by posting I'm with her clothes and nails and performing at all of Hillary's rallies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks like this is a great example of like pop culture.
Yes.
Right. This is using the wedding of these two domains into a mystical ceremony of the psychodrama, which is intended really to just mind control the public. So I think of it, a more helpful analogy would be like voodoo. It's like voodoo shamanism, basically, where the celebrities are like the voodoo, you know, performers and practitioners who sort of, you know, they put a spell on you with this, and then all the drones just sort of go along and go vote for whoever they say.
Yes, and we did that show with Owen last year about high-profile rituals. So this goes exactly into that. They are inculcating the opinions of the Democrats and the left into their performance rituals.
You know, this is, I remember too, I went and watched a bunch of old 90s, early 90s MTV shows just for the heck of it. The other day I was doing some research on the 90s pop culture, and I noticed in a lot of these MTV episodes, it was like the whole show was uploaded to YouTube with the commercials. And I started noticing all of these Rock the Vote commercials that I'd forgotten about because I grew up in the 90s. And you notice that it's all about like getting people out to vote for Bill Clinton, right? So the whole Rock the Vote thing was a marriage between the Democratic Party and MTV to promote basically the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe in the next segment, we will play a game called Democratic Convention or Coachella.
Yeah, there you go.
Because they always use the biggest pop stars of the day to influence people because they have.
Hey, little girl, your daddy gone. Did you go and vote for Obama?
Yeah.
And they always pick the most annoying of the boomer rock stars, too. Him, frickin', what's his name? John Coomer Mellencamp, right?
Yeah.
Take it on to the dolls, outside states, please. By the way, vote for Obama, if you please.
Wait, right? You should have seen the lineup of the 2021 inaugural concert.
Well, tell me, yeah,
okay.
Who's on this?
So,
it sounds terrible.
Beyonce, Mary J. Blige, Garth Brooks, Mariah Carey, Sheryl Crow, John Mellencamp, Shakira, Bruce Springsteen, U2, Usher, Will.i.am, Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Katy Perry, Foo Fighters, and it was hosted by Tom Hanks.
Oh, man.
So this is, that wasn't just one concert, that was a couple of these, but all of these people,
yeah,
they are using to garner support for the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Well, the boss, he represents the working stiff, right?
Mm. And do Bon Jovi.
They're literally representing the working stiff, right?
Yeah.
And he's wearing, like, cut-off sleeves, and he's wearing jeans. Meanwhile, he's, like, being paid off by, like, global elites who want to destroy the country and make everybody poor.
Glory
to you. They do what? What
do Bon Jovi.
Maybe when you come back, if you're good enough.
Okay.
Bon Jovi. I don't even know if I can do Bon Jovi, but we'll experiment. All right, you're watching The Alex Jones Show. This is Jay Dyer with Jamie Hanshaw. Don't go anywhere. We'll be.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The Oxygen Show. I'm your guest host, John Coomer Mellencamp from jaysanalysis.com. This is my wife, Jamie Henshaw. So you were telling us about this horrible Coachella, Democratic Party party involving all the pop stars and the ultimate sellouts. And you reminded me of in the WikiLeaks. Remember this? It came out, right, that Hillary was telling the Colbert show basically what to talk about, what to promote, and what to do. So we know that this goes on all the time. There's nothing. I mean, why do they all promote and rehash the Democratic Party line? Like literally all the pop stars, all the mainline networks and TV shows. It's just transparent, right?
Yeah. But this also reminded me of Obama and Beyonce and Jay-Z. They were very close throughout the entire 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Of Obama's presidency, taking vacations together, Beyonce and Jay-Z going to the White House many, many times, even to private parties and private birthday parties. So Obama and Beyonce were besties.
Don Podesta there in that pit. Looks like he needs a little coral calcium, too. He got some nasty meth teeth going on.
Ew.
Steve Colbert looks like a demon. But so, tell us more about this. So okay. You went into Elmo?
Well, in 2010,
oh, no!
Distinguished personality Elmo graced the White House with his presence when he went to meet with First Lady Michelle Obama about healthy foods in the school cafeteria.
Oh, Elmo, like Big Mike!
And they were trying to use Muppet stickers to sell fruit to children. So fruit, vegetables, produce. I wonder if this had anything to do with like GMO things.
Well, probably. I mean, yeah, I remember she was promoting this idea of healthy foods in school cafeterias. Of course, nothing of what she's promoting was actually healthy. I mean, I'm not saying fruits are necessarily bad, but I mean, fruits are just sugar. So.
Mm-hmm. So Elmo was there to talk about the importance of eating a rainbow.
What, she got a big bowl of freaking oatmeal? Like, that's healthy. Oh, like a giant bowl of Trix, right? Like, that's healthy.
They were talking about the importance of eating a rainbow of foods, they kept saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder what that's about.
So that is the importance of Elmo.
Oh, Elmo likes Big Mike! Oh, Big Mike won a touchdown! Big Mike linebacker!
In 2017...
You don't even know who Big Mike is? Do you know
yes,
who?
Okay, it's okay. Michelle.
Okay. Well, Alex is the one I heard saying Big Mike. It cracks me. Every time he says Big Mike, it cracks me up. So
Michael,
the idea of Elmo talking about Big
Michael
Mike.
Michael and funny. Obama. I mean, Elmo.
Mm-hmm.
So then you've got what I call Biden's besties, which is Lady Gaga. In 2017, her and her buddy, she calls Joe Biden, teamed up in a PSA urging action against sexual assault. So that's pretty ironic.
Wow.
Because she... says she's a sexual assault survivor, and
well, he's a sniffer. I mean,
I know.
What do you think Lady Gaga smells like? We could ask Joe Biden.
Hey, come on, man. She smells like meat.
She smells
Does she
like
wear the meat suit?
The OTO perfume.
She smells like a steak, man.
Blood and
come
meat.
On, man. She smells like a steak.
Oh, because of her meat dress?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But do you remember her perfume?
Why would I remember Lady Gaga's perfume?
Because it had blood and... S-E-M-E-A.
Oh, that's her Crowley perfume, right?
Yeah. So she had her OTO perfume.
Want to smell like a dirty satanic coomer?
Ew.
Right.
So Lady Gaga and Biden are besties. And guess who else is besties with Biden?
I'm trying to think of the worst possible people. Who?
Cardi B. So Cardi B teamed up with Joe Biden for a Zoom call for Elle Magazine to chat about COVID and about Trump and about police brutality and the upcoming 2020 election and how much she hated Trump. And she wanted everyone to vote for Biden because she cares about medical care. And her fans lined up to sing WAP at the White House.
Well, we can't go into what that's about, but
no.
We all know what that's about.
But to be fair, Cardi B also sat down with Bernie Sanders in a nail salon in Detroit to talk about politics, and Bernie's answers were much more cohesive than Biden's, by far.
Where's Cardi A? Are you the Cardi B? The backup? Where's the Cardi A? Get the Federal Reserve out of here. Let's look at this. Put a committee on it. Socialize Cardi B.
There they are.
Everyone deserves a piece of Cardi B. And bring back Cardi A, by the way.
And our last celebrity of the day is Olivia Rodrigo.
I don't even know
She's
who this pop star
the
is.
The new pop star.
I don't even know who this is, but you told me about this.
In July 2021, she visited the White House to talk to Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden to urge young people to get their stabs and how important it was for people under the age of 18 to get these because we care so much about our senior citizens and the people who are immunocompromised.
I want to thank the pop star for being here with me. I don't remember her name, but be sure and get your black goo nano boosters.
So she went to a briefing with Jen Psaki and talked about the importance of the stabs.
There she
and
is.
Then she sat with Fauci brainstorming about how to peer pressure your friends into it if you're under 18 because vaccines help our bodies learn how to fight viruses, and they help everyone.
You know, I don't even think that for like a year into the coup, I had even ever heard Fauci talk. So I had no idea what he talked like, and I heard people doing impersonations of him, and I thought, huh, well, that's funny. I'd like to eventually hear what this guy actually sounds like. And then I finally heard an actual clip of him talking at a, you know, the Rand Paul, you know, when they were questioning him. I couldn't believe that the impersonations aren't impersonations. I mean, that's really what he sounds like. It's like
he sounds like a guy in the corner who is selling things out of his jacket. Like, I got Moderna. I got
Pfizer. Well, but he sounds like sounds more like a guy who's opening up his jacket with nothing under it. Like that kind of a guy.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you need?
No, like this flasher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, He doesn't have any clothes on, right?
Oh, yeah, come take a look at this.
He probably does.
He's flashing his Pfizer all over town. All right, so, I mean, this is, yeah, a lot of what you presented today, I didn't know any of that. I mean, and I like that you brought in the newer pop stars because, you know, it's an old phenomenon, but it continues on, and they still do it. It's really transparent. It's totally hollow and ridiculous. I mean, we just saw the White House recruiting TikTokers to talk about geopolitics. I mean, that's literally the last person on the earth who would know anything about geopolitics. TikTokers? Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Twerking nurses? We're going to get our geopolitics from people that twerk on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And they're saying, oh, but please go out there and promote help Ukraine. And people, they don't even know what Ukraine is. Right. This is so insane. This is so absurd. It's beyond dystopia. It's like, you know, when you read 1984 or you read Brave New World and, you know, they had all this dark stuff and, you know, especially 1984. And then Huxley gets right, you know, the elements of it is not that hardcore. It's more of like a drugged dystopia. But both of them missed the clown show. Where is the cartoonish clown show element that those guys missed? I mean, I don't think they could have conceived of the dystopia being this preposterous.
It is very circus-like. And I just saw a podcaster talking about how she voted for Biden because he quoted Hamilton. But she didn't even know that the quote from Hamilton was quoting the Constitution. She just thought it was a great quote from the play Hamilton, which she liked and Biden liked. So that's how Biden won her vote.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's this line, I'm pretty sure it's not day four, but there's a line where basically Winston realizes that in the dystopia, you can contradict yourself from one sentence to the next. And people don't even realize that that's a contradiction. And they're so initiated into the doublethink, which is like a spell. It's like you're bound to this spell where you fall for it. And you continually sort of double down and you can't get out of it. It's a trap. And I mean, it's literally a death cult. So, and what all of these pop celebrity people are promoting is the same death cult that the politicians are a part of. Mm-hmm. They're all part of a death cult. It's that simple.
And I was just reminded one last figure that I had forgotten about, Jane Fonda. Hmm. So she's Hollywood royalty. Mm-hmm. And then she went into politics and had a lot of radical movement centered around her. Mm-hmm. Remember that? So it's just, the list goes on and on. You can find a lot more.
Yeah, well, think again, the Laurel Canyon scene, right? I mean, the whole point of that last InfoWars, actually it was two shows back when I covered the Dave McGowan Laurel Canyon scene material where he talked about how a lot of the musicians of the counterculture, they were all coming out of prominent Hollywood royalty and military industrial complex and deep state families. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Fonda, I mean, Dern, right? Peter Fonda, the Derns. I mean, they come out of these prominent families, and that's always been the case with Hollywood and the music scene. And so the counterculture isn't really counterculture, right? All of these pop stars that we're talking about, they're all bought and paid for. They're just shills for anything anti-human. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they also all promote transhumanism.
So counterculture is just another arm of the establishment.
Exactly. And that's the message. That's the great takeaway here. So these pop culture figures aren't counterculture. They're 100%, to put it simply, Illuminati mind control puppets, basically.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Be sure and support Alex. Go to the InfoWars store and get all those products.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.